Today, we'd like to see the title of The Way of Life and the Way of Death in Jeremiah chapter 21, verses 1 to 14. To none of the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verses 1 and 2, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent it to him by Shur, the son of Melchiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, saying, "Please of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us. Perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to all his wonderful works, that the king may go away from us." What do we observe Zedekiah king's mind from here? And in context, what's his problem, and what can we learn from here? Question 2 in verse 8. Now you shall say to these people, "Thus says the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Last question in verse 12. O house of David, thus says the Lord, exact judgment in the morning, and deliver him who is plundered out of the hands of the oppressor, lest my fury go forth like a fire and burn so that no one can quench it. Because of the evil of your doings, what does it mean, and how can you apply it to our lives? Jeremiah prophesied this chapter in the time of Zedekiah, the last 19th king of Judah. By Babylon in 606 before Christ, first captivity, including Daniel. In 597 before Christ, second captivity, including Ezekiel. And in 586 before Christ, the third captivity. Judah was conquered. Zedekiah did evil in the sight of the Lord in light of the second Kings chapter 24 verses 19-20. He also did evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that Jehoiakim had done. He is Zedekiah. For because of the anger of the Lord, this happened in Jerusalem and Judah, that he finally cast them out from his presence. Then Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent to him Pashur, the son of Melchiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Manasseh, the priest, saying, Zephaniah the king sent the Pashur and Zephaniah the priest, the son of Manasseh, to Jeremiah because of the following verse 2. Here, Pashur was not the priest different from the Pashur in the previous chapter. Previous chapter 21 2. Now Pashur the son of Immer the priest, Pashur the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur struck Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the high gates of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. Verse 2, question 1. Please inquire of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us. Perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to all his wonderful works, that the king may go away from us. Zedekiah the king asked Jeremiah to pray the Lord's wonderful works for Judah's victory against invading. Babylon in this world, like God's wonderful works against invading Assyria in Hezekiah the king time. Although Zedekiah did not pray the Lord by himself, he did not repent his evil idolatry and turn back to the Lord, unlike Hezekiah. So he was punished for his evil doing. His eyes were put out, and he was carried away to Babylon. 2 Kings 19:19-20. Now therefore, Lord our God, I pray, save us from this end, that all kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord of God, you alone. This is Hezekiah's prayer. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz to Hezekiah, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. 2 Kings 19:35. And it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out, killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead. 2 Kings 25:17. Then they killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, put out the eyes of Zedekiah, bound him with bronze fetters, and took him to Babylon. Verse 3, then Jeremiah said to them, thus you will say to Zedekiah. Jeremiah asked them to deliver his words to Zedekiah. Verse 4, thus says the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, with which you fight against the king of Babylon and Chaldean who besiege you outside the world, and I will assemble them in the midst of this city. God used Babylon, the evil instrument, to punish Judah to repent his evil doing and come back to God for his good purpose, disallowing Judah's weapons and allowing Babylon to assemble the Babylonians or Chaldeans in Jerusalem. Verse 5, I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and fury and great wrath. God used the Babylonians to fight against Judah very strongly, even in God's great wrath against Judah's evil. Verse 6, I will strike the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast. They shall die, what great pestilence. Through Babylon, the city Jerusalem's inhabitants was stricken and died by great plague. Verse 7, and afterwards, says the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, his servants and the people, and such as are left in this city from the pestilence and the sword and the famine into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, into the hand of their enemies, into the hand of those who seek their life, and he shall strike them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them or have pity or mercy. Zedekiah, king of Judah, his servants, the people, and survived the inhabitants from plague, sword, famine, will be delivered into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar king and be mercilessly killed with sword. This prophecy was fulfilled soon. Also, Ezekiel's prophecy was fulfilled in the phrases of he or a prince cannot see the ground with his eyes, and I will bring him to Babylon. He shall not see it because his eyes were put out, the king of Babylon. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. And the prince who was among them shall bear his belongings on his shoulder at twilight and go out. They shall dig through the wall to carry them out the reed. He shall cover his face so that he cannot see the ground with his eyes. I will also spread my net over him, and he shall be caught in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon. to the land of the Chaldean, yet he shall not see it, though he shall die there. Verse 8, question 2. Now you shall say to these people, thus saith the Lord, behold, I said before, the way of life and the way of death. God said the way of life, the way of death before Judah. Judah's people may exercise each given free will to choose the way of life, as the people may love him, obey his voice, and cling to him. Otherwise, they may choose the way of death. So Zedekiah and the people should have repented their evil doings and turned back to the Lord from the idols. God's voice to surrender to Babylon was the way of life. In verse 9, to Adam, he should not have eaten the forbidden tree of knowledge of good and evil. Today we should exercise the given free will to choose the way in Christ for eternal life. But all other ways than Christ are the way of death. It's a sin that God would not violate the human free will that he has given to us. Deuteronomy 30:19-20, I will call heaven and earth as a witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him. For he is your life, that the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give them. Genesis 2:16-17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat free will, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Leviticus 19:5. And if you offer sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord, you shall offer it of your own free will. Verse 9, he who remains in this city shall die by the word, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes out and defects to the Chaldeans who besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be as a prize to him. The remnant in the city of Jerusalem against Babylon will die by the sword, famine, and pestilence, but go out and surrender to the Babylonians or Chaldeans, and you will live. They will take you as a captive, but you will live. So the Lord set the way of life and the way of death, but people blamed against Jeremiah, who weakened themselves to surrender to the enemy, rather than to fight against the enemy, casting him into dungeon upon Zedekiah's permission. God's word matters regardless of words to weaken, strengthen, convince, exhort, rebuke one, or whatever. Jeremiah 38:1-6. Now Shephatan, the son of Matan, Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, Jukal, the son of Selemiah, and Pashur, the son of Malchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, he who remains in the city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, but he who goes over to Chaldean shall, his life shall be as a prize to him, and he shall live. Thus says the Lord, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. Therefore the princes said to the king, please let this man be put to death, for thus he weakens the hands of the men of the world who remain in this city, and the hands of all people, by speaking such words to them. For this man does not seek the welfare of this people, but their harm. Then Zedekiah the king said, look, he is in your hand, for the king can do nothing against you. So they took Jeremiah, cast him into dungeon of Malchiah the king's son, which was in the court of the prison. And they let Jeremiah down with ropes, and in dungeon there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Verse 10, for I have set my face against city for adversity, and not for good, says the Lord, it shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. God allowed Babylon to conquer Jerusalem city and to burn it with fire for trouble. Verse 11, and conquering the house of the king of Judah, say here the word of the Lord, king of Judah lived in the palace in the city of David, or the house of David. See the below diagram of the city of David. God said to the inhabitants in the house of the king Zedekiah. Verse 12, O house of David, thus says the Lord, exact judgment in the morning, and deliver him who is plundered out of the hand of the oppressed, lest my fury go forth like a fire, and burn so that no one can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. God told the king who lived in the house of David, exact the righteous judgment to deliver him who is spoiled by the oppressed, due to your evil doings before God's fiery wrath against you, even in imminent time to punish against the king. God wanted him to repent and turn back from evil doings and to judge people righteously between good and evil. 2 Chronicles 7:12-14. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there was no rain, commanded the locusts devour the land, or send a pestilence about my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. But Zedekiah did not so. Family, 1 Kings 39, therefore give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this great people of yours? That's Solomon's prayer. Unlike Solomon's prayer. Verse 13, behold, I am against you, O inhabitants of the valley and rock of the plain, says the Lord, who say, who shall come down against us, or who shall enter our dwellings? The resident in the house of David, in the city of David, located around Mount Moriah, Mount Zion, Kidron Valley, and Valley of Hinnom, had a pride on its geographical fortress despite his evil doings. Verse 14, but I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, says the Lord. I will kindle a fire in its forest, and it shall devour all things around it. The result of evil doings will be full grown to death. The sons of Zedekiah were killed before Zedekiah's eyes, which were put out by Babylon. And so Jerusalem was conquered, and its forest was burned out by Babylon. James 1:15. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, and it is a full grown, bring forth death. We covered all three questions. all three questions. Let's just sing all together. The bulletin is Maranatha Song, page 69, verse 18. Thank you.